Propaganda.
And I'm always looking for more people to subscribe to because I like their videos. Propaganda is one of them. He actually, I guess it's called Sample. He used one of my blogs in one of his remixes, like at the beginning, and then went to the song. It was really cool. I really liked it. It was pretty awesome.
Well, I respect your ambition, Willie, but you got to have vision, 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 vision.
You dig.
Batman, Almighty, Triple XL, coming to you live and direct from MacCity.com.
Done a show inebriated, so I'm going to do one now. I just had, man, I can't say her name. Fuck. All I can say is I had a female over here. She was here for about four hours, and it's just good to be me, man. That's all I can say. It's good to be me. She was over here, and I think she was high on something, man. Like she popped some pills or whatever. Because she was extra frisky, man. Extra frisky. And she just had an insatiable appetite. She wanted to give me oral, like, 4 hours, man. Damn. I'm like, damn, girl. What the fuck? Shit. You know what I mean? But in between the oral sessions, you know, because we kicks it and we parties and shit, you know, but in between the sessions, she's calling her man, telling her man how much she loves him. Baby, I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to get home. Yes, baby. You know. Then after she gets off the phone, she comes to me and says, I'm cold with it, ain't I? I'm cold with it. I'm like, yeah, bitch, you cold with it. That's for real. Ooh, boy, these hoes ain't loyal. God damn. And of course, she with a thug, nigga. The so-called alpha male. Me and my man Tony Dreamer did a show on the alpha versus the beta male. Y'all look out for that joint, man. We're going to clear up some things, some misconceptions, how people have narrow views of the definitions of alpha and beta males. Shit. My thing is, you know, when we're dealing with alpha and beta males, my man Tony, he talks about how, you know, looks play a part in being an alpha, and it does a little bit, but the thing is, if you're an ugly nigga, you gotta be a violent nigga. You gotta be one of them niggas that beat niggas' asses and shit. So if you're ugly, a bitch will gravitate towards you. If you're an ugly ass nigga, that'll be whooping ass, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, even ugly niggas, man, have the propensity to be alpha males, of course. You know? Certain females are just drawn to certain niggas, man. You know? Shit. I've never been one of those cats that easily come up on bitches, man. It's not easy for me, man. Shit. I get chose every now and then, man, but not like I think I should. And when I think about it, you know, it's like, when I was a teenager, I was always rolling with my best friend. His name was Vincent. He was a tall nigga. He was like 6'4". And the hoes love this nigga, man. No matter where we went, man. It was all over Vincent's dick. You know? Classic Batman and Robin scenario. He was Batman, I was Robin. Hoes did not pay me a lick of fucking attention when I was around this nigga, man. For real. We go to McDonald's, man. Be bitches working at McDonald's. They giving this nigga free burgers and fries and shit, man. Everywhere we went, the hoes was just on this nigga, man. I'm like, God damn. And, you know, it kind of made me feel some type of way. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I remember a time. Oh, it's kind of embarrassing. But you know how I do it, man, on this show. It's unadulterated truth. And I tell the truth about you. So I got to tell the truth about me. So, I remember my boy Vincent was having trouble with this chick, man. This bitch was on some Fatal Attraction shit. You know, she was always coming by, knocking on his door, trying to see what he was doing and who he was with. And, you know, and he got tired of it. So, the chick came over to his house again. And while, it was like, right after school it left out. And the parents were not home, so Vincent grabs a snub-nosed 38 and points it at the bitch and tells her to go the fuck home. I'm like, God damn, nigga. Is that that serious? I guess he just really got tired of that bitch, man. He's like, I'm not fucking with this bitch no more. Hold on. So he threatens to blow the noodles out of her head, man. You know what I mean? And she was a fine-ass bitch. That's my nigga Vincent. He always had fine-ass bitches. He could pull bitches out the grave, boy. So, she's sitting there crying and yelling. And Vincent, I love you. I need you. Don't do this to me. And so I'm still sitting there like, what is this nigga's secret? Why do these bitches on this nigga so hard? You know, I was low-key hating on my nigga and shit. You know, I'm like, fuck. So he slams the door in her face, and I go out to try and console the bitch, right? Classic simp ass shit. Of course, I don't know shit about bitches. You know, I'm young. So I'm thinking if I be nice to her, shit, maybe she'll leave that nigga alone to fuck with me. So I'm hitting her up. I'm like, damn, what's wrong? You know, I'm like, hey, you need to just go ahead and get with somebody that just love you for you, you know? Shit. I mean, damn, you fine? I mean, be all kinds of niggas out here that want you. Shit. And I said, hey, check it out. Here's my number and call me if you want to talk. Okay, I give her my number. You think I got a call? No. Bitch didn't call me. This bitch go over Vince's house the next day and break out the windows on his car. Oh, shit, man. I'm like, God damn. Fuck, what the hell? Boy, Vincent was a motherfucking monster with them hoes, boy. Shit. No, bitch, one thing about me. She's like, uh-uh. No, I want Vincent. Of course, that made me feel some type of way. I'm like, why is all these hoes on Vincent's dick, man? What the fuck? Fuck you, Vincent. You my nigga and all, man. But nigga, you left me with some scars, nigga. Traveling around with your ass. It was just horrible. Shit. Remember another time I was riding around with V and my boy Eddie. You know, high school partners and shit. And we had gone to a dance and them both came up on bitches, right? So, you know, we riding in Vince's car, and the nigga don't want to take me home because, you know, it's just too far to go. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, nigga, I don't want to take you home. Just sit in the ride, right? So what these niggas do, they got a bright idea to make out with the bitches in the car while I'm there. So I'm like the third wheel. These two niggas got bitches. I don't have a bitch. I'm salty as fuck. I'm sitting there like, man, come on, man. I'm like, this is like, it's torture, you know, because it's, it's just make, once again, make me feel some type of way, like, you know, I'm just, I ain't shit, man. You know, it's like, fuck, man. How come I can't come up on bitches? I don't know what it was, man, but I could, I mean, I came up on bitches, but they was never the bitches that I wanted. You know what I mean? And not to mention that, but bitches didn't campaign hard for me. Even the mediocre hoes never campaigned hard for me, you know, so I never really understood that shit. But we sitting in the, it was a Chevette. We sitting in a Chevette parked next to a fire station out in the woods. The whole Chevette steaming up because they all, you know, heavy petting, tongue kissing, fingering each other and shit. And my stupid ass, I'm sitting in the back seat with my face pressed up against the goddamn window, salty as fuck. You know, I just gotta sit there and just suffer this indignity. But lo and behold, guess what? Yeah, you can always call up, you know, count on the cops to fuck shit up. Guess what happened? The cops fucked shit up. They rolled on up and was like, hey, what the fuck's going on here? Shit. Oh, that shit was hilarious, man. Hilarious. So my boy Vince is like, oh, sir, you know, we're just sitting here just talking. He's like, it looks like more than talking. The windows are steamed up. Like, what's really going on? I'm like, damn, man, shit. And I already got an attitude because I'm sitting in this goddamn Chevette with these niggas coming up on bitches, and I ain't got a bitch. So the cop make his rounds asking, like, who is who and who got ID, and, you know, everybody's complying but my motherfucking ass. Because I'm just bitter. You know, he asked me my name. I'm like, Mike. He's like, Mike who? I'm like, Mike. Keep in mind, it's like when I was like 16. He's like, sir? I'm like, I need your full name. And everybody looking at me like, nigga, stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Get this motherfucker your full name. Shit. I'm like, Mike. Shit, visit look back like, man, if you don't stop playing, give him your ID, give him your full name. I'm like, what? And I told him my full name and shit, man. So, nothing happened that night. You know, they let us go, but just, you know, it's just another chapter in my life where shit didn't go right. I was highly irritated because of a lack of a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, old Vincent ass, this nigga, it was torture hanging around that motherfucker, you know? I could barely get that nigga's leftovers. Even the leftover bitches didn't want to fuck with me, man. Shit. Damn.
I do without it. Yeah. Long as there's bitches who go into college, I always have somebody to get something from. It's lost bitches in college. They're not teaching them bitches how not to be lost. So I'm going to always have something. You can't stop me. It's always an
opportunity, an
angle. Insecure, obese bitch with a degree. I know how to run this motherfucker's day.
Hey, Corey, I want to retrace.
He just basically said, bitch, if you ain't fucking, leave.
Wow. That was a song?
It was a verse in the song. Wow. And I thought it was a powerful verse. I thought it was a very powerful verse.
It was quite poignant.
If you at a motherfucker house and you ain't fucking, leave.
That's not a bad philosophy.
It's just most men ain't got the balls to say it. Maybe saying ain't got the balls to say it is not a way to put it. Most men are not of the heart to just say it like that. But
man,
they're thinking it.
Sugar-coated it.
Right,
man,
but they're thinking it. I'm trying to say it, but I'm just saying.
So you're saying basically men are just not interested in anything that women have to say or thoughts or feelings.
Use your pussy to get to know me. Your pussy is how you get me to listen to you. Until I fuck you, you aggravating me with your presence. How about that? Does that hurt? Because it's not meant to hurt. It's just the motherfucking truth.
God damn.
Once I deem you as a ratchet bitch, you have no other bargaining chips. Why the fuck are you talking to me or my dog?
So let's do
My dog can't say it. That's why I'm saying it.
So let's do it the other way.
But the truth is.
Here in London for the first time, to perform for you live. Johnny Vulture, Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drums, Possum Jenkins, and Andre, Ice Cold, 3000. Performing their smash hit, Hey Ya! Ladies and gents, I give you...
The Love. The Love.
I said, I blossomed in the military, though. Shit. I got a lot better with women. Got a lot. Unfortunately, I got better with women when I was married. Fucked when I got married. And then, of course, while you're married, all kind of bitches want you when you're married for some reason. But yeah, blossomed in the military. Had too much pussy, you know. And got out the military. I still continued my conniving ways. I feel bad about what I did to my wife, man. Shit, I put her through so much shit. Cause I had all kinds of side bitches, man. all kinds of side bitches. It was pretty slick, because that's when I was svelte. And, you know, I had muscles when I was young. So, yeah, I had plenty of bitches, man. Shit. But damn, now that I'm out here, I'm like, fuck, man, these bitches ain't shit, man. I had a good woman, and I fucked it all up. But then again, it's like, well, shit. What if you had never, you know, did Max City? And what if, you know, because I wasn't happy being married. I was bored as fuck, man. Shit, hence the reason why she went ahead and found her a new dude. Because I basically told her, like, go find you a nigga to play with or something. Let me do this hustle. Man. So that's what I did, man. Pushed the bitch away. She found a nigga. And I was left with so-called egg on my face. But then again, I had so many great experiences doing this shit, man. But now I don't think I can do a conventional relationship. I don't think that's ever back in the cards, man. I know too much. I've seen too much. When you stare into the abyss stares at you, man. You feel me? So, I'm not sure I could do that shit no more, man. Dealing with PTA meetings and kids. Because all these bitches got kids. Shit. And yeah, if y'all want to know, no, I'm not talking to the fat white chick no more. No. I got too many broads fucking with me, man. I don't know. Did I just tell y'all about the female I had over here? I've been drinking, so. Yeah, I think I did. I think I started off the show talking about how I had a female over here. And in between oral sessions, she calling her nigga, talking about how much she loves him. She can't wait to get home to him. Shit. And I don't say this shit to, like, toot my own horn, man. I'm just giving y'all the 411, the real, man, that these women out here are treacherous, man. They are treacherous, and they can compartmentalize, and they can lie. And they don't have any problems deceiving your ass, man, because the chick really loves this nigga, man. She really loves him. But she loves me, too. You know, probably in a different way. But she loves me, too. I'm not going to say her name, but I'm going to tell the situation, and y'all might know who she is. You've been following the podcast, but you got two niggas fighting over her right about now. And, shit, the odds are great that motherfuckers will end up dead or in jail, because when she came over here, she had bruises all over her. Man, because the original baby daddy beat her up. Because he's trying to get back with his bitch. And she don't want to fuck with him no more. Shit. So once again, I'm watching. Yeah, man. I told him, like, look, you're going to end up dead fucking with this nigga. For real, you better do something. And if you love that nigga that you with, shit, you better do something quick. Because the nigga that you with, he don't deserve to be goddamn dealing with that fuck shit, bitch. Man, cut that nigga some slack. And get rid of this, man. Get rid of this nigga that's doing that shit to you, for real. But we'll see. We'll see if she fall through with it, cause deep down she still love the other nigga, the baby daddy. So she conflicted. She don't know what to do. But since I'm the professional friend, the professional side nigga, I provide consultation. You know, I'm letting her know, nothing good's gonna come of this. This is the second time the nigga done broke in your shit and beat you up. You know what I mean? So you need to do something about this, for real, before he end up dead or your boy end up dead. You know, and if somebody ends up dead, somebody's going to prison. So you need to find out what you're gonna do. You need to understand that this ain't no game, baby. Ah, damn. Shit. I seen the Hydra today. Yeah. Hydra's a beautiful goddamn bitch, man. Her ass is humongous. Boy, she is humongous. No sex happened because, once again, I'm a power trick, so I'm not thirsty. You know what I'm saying? her birthday was like a couple weeks ago, and I kind of ignored her. So I basically told her to, you know, stop on through, and I'll treat her to lunch. We'll kick it, you know what I mean? So that's what we did. I gave her a nice little sum of money. Basically tell her, no, I love her, you know, and I appreciate you. She was like, oh, thank you. Because when she came over, she thought she was going to put in work. I tricked her. She didn't put in no work. We just went to lunch, and I just hooked her up. See, it works both ways. When I tell y'all, you know, I fuck with bitches, and I give them buckets of chicken and dollar cheeseburgers. Yeah, I do that shit. But other times, yeah, it's like my boy Tony said, man, you know, No, y'all don't even know what he said because y'all haven't heard that podcast. But we have, you know, we skimp on bitches, but sometimes we have selective generosity as well. Shit. Selective generosity as well. And, yeah, I gave her about, like, 120. Gave her 120 today. She wasn't expecting that. And I just hugged her. And, you know, baby, I appreciate you, you know, coming through. Tuning me up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you crazy. You crazy. We went to KFC for lunch. You know, I couldn't really splurge on lunch since I was hitting with the 120 spot, you know, for basically nothing. But nigga, you should have seen all the niggas in KFC looking at her ass. I gotta admit, it is a marvel. She had some jeans on, but that motherfucker is a bubble, man. It's like, damn. Whoo. Yo, she is ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then, of course, since I'm the professional friend, she's spilling her guts telling me her business about this nigga she fucking with now. Who's supposed to be her friend, so she thought, but a couple days ago, she at the gas station getting out, pumping the gas. She see about two or three niggas she know at the gas station. She hugging them. Hey, you know, just on some friendly shit. And the nigga that's riding with her is getting pissed off. And he like, I appreciate it if we go anywhere, you wouldn't be hugging on niggas and shit. Now, of course, to her, this is coming out of left field because, you know, she felt the nigga had an attitude, shit. But it was just supposed to be some old kicking shit, you know what I mean? They get together, they smoke, they drink, and that's it. But this nigga catching feelings. And I can understand why he catching feelings, because her sex game is just ridiculous. It is the bomb, man. She be putting niggas... Like I said, they be getting in their feelings fucking with her, man. Shit. And all the niggas in KFC looking at her ass. Shit. And I was just waiting for one of them motherfuckers to, like, say something stupid. You know what I mean? Even though that's not my bitch and shit, you know. And, you know, I'm not inclined to fight over no bitch, man. You know, it's like, I hope none of these niggas don't say nothing stupid because I might have to say something. You know, even though it's not my bitch still, that's disrespectful to me because the motherfuckers don't know if I'm a brother, uncle, cousin, friend, husband, whatever. You know what I mean? Thankfully, these brothers showed restraint and they didn't do what I thought they was going to do. There was about 8-9 of these niggas in there and they kept it respectful. They did look, though. They did look and they was a couple of sighs and woohoo! But nobody said nothing stupid like, damn, bitch, you got a big ass. You know how niggas do, man. Shit. Check it out, man. I'm going to take me a break. It's an impromptu show. I'll be back.
Siamese fighting fish. Fascinating creatures. Brave, but on the whole, stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight while he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes, 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 strikes.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care,
Pimpin' just started.
The original liar, the original liar is the woman, and she continues to lie her way through life, and now,
look at that.
I'm just saying, and now, the offspring of wretched club bitches rule the street. The offspring of wretched club bitches are out there in large numbers. Brothers used to have to worry about the police and stuff like that. Now you have to worry about these misguided children that was raised by a woman
only.
Who her backup comes from the court system, and the children are trained against the man.
Are you saying?
Yes.
Are you saying that a woman cannot raise a balanced child on her own without the help of a man?
What I'm saying is, because diamonds are a girl's best friend, they don't care that the person who is giving them their power is destroying the community. They are still willing to go with that because they get the rewards.
Absolutely.
But what about what DT said about balance? This is what I think.
There can never be balance unless the person who is in power, who should be in power, is in power. The people in power now are evil. And women are like, well, fuck it, they're in power, so we running with them.
So you saying whoever got the power, they got the women.
Right, so we don't have to worry about the women necessarily because they will follow whoever is in power.
Dr. Mark does not agree with
you. If I got money at the club, I got power. I can fuck most of the bitches in the club. And I know motherfuckers don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. Whoever is in power, that's who the women will follow automatically.
I can be a devil worshiper, but if I got power, it's
our war is not with the women. They're our resources.
You want some more Lucifer juice?
Right. Our war is with the people in power.
Absolutely.
They'll follow behind once we get our power back.
Interesting. You don't agree either, Brandy, do you? I see you looking.
He's steaming.
Yeah, I just think it's all ridiculous.
Her talisman is glowing.
You're upset that a woman can't raise a child properly by herself. Well, why don't you take yourself home and raise your child, too?
Okay, here's the reason.
There's a reason a lot of black men aren't in the home.
I'm sure there is.
Did you want that answer?
I'm sure there are.
Did you like that answer?
I'm saying that in general. Men should never get mad at women because I guarantee you, no matter how much they yap, if you have the money and power, them bitches will be right up under you. You don't even have to. I don't give a fuck if a bitch hate me. If I got enough money and power, that bitch will smile with me and do what the fuck I want her to do as long as she can get some
money
or whatever from me.
So it doesn't even matter. Money and power purchases the woman.
Oh, damn. I'm tired. I'm drained. For real. I did tell y'all about the chick that was over here, right? That was trying to blow me all night. And in between sessions of blowing me, she called a nigga. I did tell y'all that, right? I didn't. Okay. I can't remember. Anyway, let me go on to something else. Yeah, man. Some cats have inquired in the past about me giving advice on relationships and shit, right? And I can give you advice, you know what I mean? Some niggas don't think I can because they don't really know my history, man. Like I said, man, I was involved in a 22-year marriage. During that time, I had side bitches, you know. I have been dating to a degree when I left the house, but of course, I'm not really a dater. I don't fuck with that shit. You know, ain't no bitch gonna ride with me and we go here, we go there, and I'm splurging on a bitch and shit. All of a sudden, she acting funky like she don't wanna, you know, put out. You know, we eliminate the guesswork. Fuck all that. But and my business has been women for like shit since 2003. And so I hear all kinds of crazy shit from them, you know what I mean? They always talking to me, giving me their thoughts. And women are fucking crazy, man. They are fucking nuts. They're fucking nuts. So when you know, hit me up on email and you ask me questions about females and shit, I am to a degree an authority, but I'm not necessarily what you call a relationship expert. You know, I'm a cyber pimp, man. You know what I mean? I know the ins and outs of getting bitches to do work, put in work. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like it's a different animal. But like I said, I have had a 22-year relationship with a woman, being married, produced children. While I was with her, I had bitches on the side, shit. And she accepted that because that's the kind of nigga I was. I was just like, you know, military turned me into a beast, man. Shit, I ain't give a fuck what a bitch thought. I'm like, I'm gonna do me, shit. And I regret it now because she's a good woman, man. She still is. It's like, damn, man. You know, you get out here, you really fuck with bitches, and it's hard to find a good one. Hard to find a good fit, shit. So, but I've come to the realization I'm not gonna be cut out for no conventional relationship, man. What you stare into the abyss stares back at you. And I've stared too long into the abyss. I have seen too much. A lot of y'all are under this impression, like, you know, none of my bitches have chose me. But that's not the truth, man. Bitches that I fucked with on this model shit have chose me. You know, Donna chose me. Nish chose me. Lish chose me. Sweesh chose me. Nicole chose me. You know, out on some serious boyfriend, girlfriend shit. But of course, they not gonna fuck with me on that level because I know too much about them. I know they tricks, man. I know the deceptions, man. I know they grimy as fuck. So they can't really pull the wool over my eyes. They need a nigga in their camp that they can scam. You know what I'm saying? Even though they may love a particular nigga or a bitch, you know, they got to scam them. You know, they have to have the ability to disappear for 5 hours and come back with a smile on their face and a significant other is not none the wiser that they've been doing dirt. Of course, they can't do that with me. So it makes no sense to try and have a conventional relationship with me. Like, why fuck up a good thing? Let's keep it as it is. You know what I mean? Shit. Hold on, drink time. I'm dozing off. But, so I was giving advice to you cats, man. You know, am I qualified to give advice? I will put it to you this way. Like, you know, I always refer to shit in boxing or MMA or fighting terms. If you have a trainer, a boxing trainer, typically that boxing trainer, he knows the ins and outs of boxing. He knows the sweet science, but for some reason, he's no longer participating in the fight game. He's gotten old. He's, what's the word looking for? He can't pull the trigger no more. He's missing his step. You know, he's just basically gotten old and he's basically getting out the game because he can't necessarily physically perform, but he still has the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like how I am, man. It's like I have the knowledge, but I can't really perform like a regular nigga would. You know what I mean? I can't do things that regular niggas would do. Because like I said, I've stared into the abyss. I've seen too much and I've done too much. Mm-mm. So yeah, I got the info, man. I can school you on some shit, but I'm not necessarily a relationship expert. Everything I say should be taken with a grain of salt. You feel me? Shit. So, yeah. I'm like an old-ass prize fighter that can't necessarily pull the trigger no more. I can't really fight in the major leagues or the top fighters. You know what I mean? The top ranks. So, I said, fuck it. I'll just train fighters. That's me. I'm a fight trainer. That's what I am. I got the knowledge. It's in there, man. I've done pimping. I've done macking. I've done simping. I've done trick. I've done it all, man. I've done it all. Shit. It ain't no shame in simping, man. You know, simping just basically, you know, from my standpoint, you know, a bitch broke my heart, like Donna, fucking bitch. And my wife, fucking bitch, they broke my heart. And let me tell y'all something, man. Don't never let a bitch see you cry. Don't never let a bitch see you cry, man. Because once my wife seen me, shed tears when I found out she was in love with another nigga. The spell was broken. The spell was actually broken when this nigga dicked her down. And, she started disappearing for hours. You know what I mean? But the last nail in the coffin was when I found out, and she basically confessed that she was having this affair and that she actually loved him. And tears came out my face. And like I said, the bitch was done. The spell was broken. My hard ass, my gangster ass. You know, because like I said, I dogged the fuck out of her. And that's the main reason why I kept her. Man, don't let these bitches tell you nothing different, man. They are just... Women are so fucking psychotic, man. They will stick with the most abusive, asshole-ass nigga, man. You know, and all her friends was always trying to tell her, that nigga crazy. Like, why are you still fucking with him? You let him do what? Shit. I mean, seriously. I brought over bitches that I was cheating on her with to my house while Lynette was home. Shit. I was horrible, man. I'm proud of that shit now. Because I know what a good, you know, what a good thing I had. Shit. And what a good woman she was. Horrible, man. But no, I'm not really built for this dating shit. Not really built for these bitches coming around. Getting in my fucking business, want to know where I'm going, what I'm doing, and they want to do dumb shit, and they want to go here, and they want to go there, and I don't have the patience for that shit no more. Like, no, bitch, I don't want to do that. I don't want to meet your parents, I don't want to meet your friends, I don't want to go to no plays, I don't want to go to no comedy clubs, I don't want to do none of that shit, bitch, no, oh, no. Man, like I said, you know, I can give advice, because I mean, I'm a master at that shit, man. My thing is, I just never really had that knack for getting top flight bitches. Let me just let you know. I had middle of the road bitches, man. Shit. You know, and I just don't recommend, like, cats be asking me, like, what should I do to meet women, man? I recommend that you sit back and you acknowledge their choosing signals, man. And that's basically, from the outset, is that eye contact, man. I don't do nothing without fucking eye contact. Like, all the time, if I go to a store, if I go to Walmart or Target or a grocery store, if I walk around enough, there's a bitch that'll give me eye contact. It's like 2 or 3 second stare. You know what I mean? She'll look, because if a bitch is not interested, she won't look at you, so. But yeah, I get bitches out, you know, get that eye contact, and then every now and then I'll just say, hey, what's going on with you? Shit, you know, you having a nice day? You know, making small talk. I'll give my number. Be like, well, go ahead and call me. Shit. And that's... I don't take their number. I give them my number just to see if my intuition was right or wrong. Because a lot of times, you know, it's like, really, man? You know, you think the bitch made eye contact, but sometimes you are mistaken. You know what I mean? But for the most part, I'm like 80% accurate. When a chick is looking at me, I'm like, oh, you interested. I caught you looking, bitch. I caught you looking. Shit. But unfortunately, those relationships don't last long. Because check this out, man. I'm like, I'm seriously fucked up because the 4 or 5 females that I fuck with from the hustle, I really have issues about leaving them alone. You know? It's like I've been telling y'all, it's a real bona fide relationship. And it's like, I can't fathom not fucking with these bitches no more, man. So when I meet another bitch, like on some regular shit out somewhere, you know, I don't really put much stock into it, man. Because I don't want nothing to get serious. Because I want to have my freedom. I want to be able to see who I want to see and do what I want to do. Wow, man. Like, I mean, seriously, I mean, I got chicks on rotation, man. You know what I'm saying? I got them on rotation. When this chick disappeared, this one pop up. When that one disappeared that just popped up, this one pop up. You know what I mean? So I'm never fucking alone, man. I'm never alone. And I really do sincerely care about them, man. Shit. And some people be like, oh, if you cared about them, take them off your website. Because some people have tried that shit. I'm like, bitch, no. You're going to walk this cyberspace hole stroll and make me some goddamn money. That's what you're going to do. Shit. I'm sorry. Shit, and you know, that's like I said, I done told y'all how Tanisha played and shit. She always like, Mike, you ain't hard enough for me. You ain't hard enough. So she had like a family relative ask me, you know, could you take her off her site? Take her off your site. I'm like, shit. If she wanted me to be hard, I'm be hard now, bitch. This is my thug coming through. No, bitch. You're going to stay on. You're walking in cyberspace, whole stroll. You're going to make me some money. Shit. Once again, I was partying, man. So I'm kind of fucked up. Oh. I got too much fun in my life. Too much fun. And of course, I keep telling y'all, man, how it keeps it 100, man. Shit, so I don't. I don't bullshit y'all, man. Shit, like I said, I have tons of fun, but yeah, it's lonely, man. It's lonely. It can get lonely, man. Shit. Every now and then, you be like, damn, man. Oh, I wish I had a bitch just for me. But then again, it's like, do you know what kind of work that entails? You know, what kind of shit you're going to have to do? The compromises you're going to have to deal with? And I'm not prepared to deal with that shit, man. I can't fuck around. I'm good to go, son. Let me take a slight swig. Oh, shit. It's almost gone.
Bitches do think they invincible. Because that's a man that lady slapped. And when he slapped her back, her being a woman, she should have backed up and been like, oh, hold on. This motherfucker don't play. But because she believes that she is Superwoman. She believes she has rights. She believes that whatever, I'm safe. That bitch hopped that counter and damn near got killed with a fry basket. Look at this, man. I mean, all you women who go to church every week, I want you to actually take some time to read the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about you. Because women have been called demons. You know what I mean?
Right, but
and I'm saying, like, I bear witness to that. I've seen more evil from women than I see from the average man. Because men have a respect for what can happen. Niggas know. We kill each other.
Quickly,
we will kill each other dead.
You know what's the
women don't feel that they will be killed as fast.
You know, you're making such a great point. This in the animal kingdom, say you got two bears, two big ass bears. These motherfuckers just posture, right? They don't actually come to blows with each other. Unless they have to, because they know if we come to blows,
somebody going out of here.
Need that film, though.
But even
by the
lions.
Water hole, right? You know what he's talking about? The bears walk past each other like this. They walk hard, letting you know, don't fuck with me. I'm just here for some water. Right. Don't fuck with me, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're talking about, Zoe. Yeah. But women will step to your cup and touch it. And then when you bite the bitch head on.
Bush babies in the area, you know. Everybody's in the area. Let me go do it like this, cause it's all about the hip hop. So keep it real to yourself, right? Okay, tell me.
It's like this y'all, it's like that y'all. We represent for hip hop and not the rap y'all. It's like this y'all, it's like that y'all. We represent for hip hop and not the rap y'all. It's like this y'all, it's like that y'all. We represent for hip hop and not the rap y'all. It's like this y'all, it's like that y'all. We represent for hip hop, yeah. Back in the day before I signed the line, when the baby face never got paid to rhyme, when Kane released Roar and everything was fine, before the rap industry messed with my mind. I used to but took the chance, not nosing off. Never tried to be hard, never tried to play the all MCs. Grab the mic, tap the head, then begin. Flow for 4 minutes, then pass to the end. But nowadays, cause rap pays, you got 1 million rappers and 1,000 DJs. All when they talk about flip. Running off at the mouth so much your tongue was kicked. But that's aight. I represent the real hip hop. Because rappers just rap, but MCs get props. And rerun styles, no styles, no run me. Bush babies run things. Represent who you be. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. I represent the hip hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. I represent the hip hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. I represent the hip hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. I represent the hip hop, yeah.
Every style, I'm gonna live like people do. Now make a new style come run you. I just stay ambush to a pass through. I make we tell them what we do. We say mercy, mercy, bitter like Cersei. No half a bus, I shot to make a next man hear me. Rush me, coming from the music industry. Everybody want to be a bad man, them crazy. Easy, Mr. Try for me an MC. I wanted them, I wanted them, the mood I use with. Not just for reach the top them, but them don't know it. Doing all the sellout for them. May ask them the question and it's like them yet then. If reggae music and they pop a man friend. A message we are send, we tell the whole of them. United with it and are divided, we're going.
It's like this, y'all, it's like that, y'all. We represent the hip-hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all, it's like that, y'all. We represent the hip-hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all, it's like that, y'all. We represent the hip-hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all, it's like that, y'all. We represent the hip-hop, yeah.
Since you heard somebody rhyme like this, the fortified mental giant that you had dismissed at the top of the list, because the masses insist it's a must that I create to elevate from the abyss. The mind must be nourished so the truth can flourish, as the rubbish is discovered by the explosional floodage of my verb. As I infiltrate to state the least, when the energy's released, you can tell it's coming straight from the east. So cease with your ranting and your raving and all the misbehaving that you claim with your name, in order to maintain that status on the mic apparatus. Everybody wants to try to sound the fattest or the baddest. That's not the case when you're standing face to face in the place to be with the face to see from inner space. So face the facts and tell truth to the nation, Mr. Man, and that's my representation.
And it's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. We represent the hip hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. We represent the hip hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. We represent the hip hop and not the rap, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
We run things, things not run away. So anything we do, we top it done properly. We run things, things not run away. So anything we do, we top it done properly.
The vodka is gone, players. Anything else I want to talk about? Oh my God, I'm so fucking lucky, man. I'm lucky and I'm cursed at the same time. Like I said, I told y'all niggas, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. You know, and I got my wish, man. My wish was always to be free of the confines of a family, you know? Because I've been playing family man for so long. But I was kind of cheating because, like I said, I had side bitches, right? But I just enjoy what I do so much, man. As far as, like I said, I was the Hydra today. I told y'all about that. And, shit, she was asking me. She was like, you don't want me to do nothing? I'm like, no, good. She's like, well, what if I want to do something? I'm like, bitch, you don't want to do nothing. Stop lying. She was like, you don't know. I'm like, well, you ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like, she wanted to fuck with me today, and then there's another female that wanted to fuck with me today, and I'm just not really typically on fucking two bitches in one day, you know. To me, that's kind of like disrespectful and kind of nasty. So I didn't want to fuck with her, you know. I was gonna wait on the other bitch to come through and fuck with me. I got burnt. Oh man, vodka killing me. I do apologize to my partners out there. You know, this is something that doesn't really happen, but I just had to get on here because I just love my lifestyle, man. I just love what I do. I love my babies, man. And that's real. It's like when I meet new bitches on some square shit, it's like I can't fathom not ever really fucking with them how I fucks with them, man. Shit. Wow. No, because I see them all the time. They come over, they fuck with me all the time. Even though they have significant others, they still never forsake me. You know? That's why I laugh at you niggas, man, talking about this whole trick shit and simp shit. You niggas don't know shit, man. You niggas don't know shit. Like I say, it ain't what you do, it's how the fuck you do it. You know? Shit. And of course, you know, majority of these chicks, like, they have ceased to look at me as like a suitor, so to speak, or a husband or a boyfriend. Even though at one point in time they did. But, you know, they knew if they fuck with me, they're going to have to deal with other bitches. They're going to have to straighten up. They're going to get their life together. You know, it was just too much responsibility for these bitches, man. They ain't trying to do all that shit. They're trying to fuck with a nigga that they can't tell them shit. They trying to fuck with a nigga that they are over. They're trying to fuck with a nigga that's under them so that they can call the shots. You know what I mean? These shot callers, man. Shit. You know, it's not happening right here, baby. Shit. Fuck with Big Mike, bitch. You gonna put in work. You gonna make me some money. You gonna do what I say. Me. That's who. Me. That's who. Oh. How long have I been talking? Damn. 41 minutes. That's crazy. What else I wanna talk about? Damn. Oh. Yeah. You know, one of the main things that, you know, it's the slightest thing that could turn me off with a chick, man, that just gives me an excuse not to fuck with her and shit. There are many of those. But, you know, they real concerns, though, man. You know, it's like, case in point, if I'm talking to a chick on text, and keep in mind, I don't never make the first move with these chicks, man, you know, I'm just that stubborn where I won't make the first move, because I want to know for sure that you're interested, you know what I'm saying, so I typically wait for a broad to make the first move and shit, so, what'll happen is, we'll start texting, and if you just texted me one word responses or barely a sentence response, you know, I'll cross you off the list, bitch. I'm not trying to fuck with you because that's, to me, that's disrespectful. If I type you 4 or 5 sentences or some shit and then you hit me back with okay, yes, no, then, bitch, you playing games. You know what I'm saying? It's like, once again, you know, you hit me up. You know, you trying to fuck with me. And I'm like, I don't see you putting no effort in this shit. You know what I mean? That's the same thing with calling and talking. It's like, if I'm talking to you, and one thing that pissed me off about bitches, man, is, you know females already. You know, they like to run their mouth for shit. If I'm talking, bitch, don't interrupt me. Do not interrupt me. Let me finish what I'm saying. Then you can jump the fuck in. That's one thing that turned me the fuck off with a bitch. Bitches don't text worth shit. Not put no effort into the text. But then, of course, you know, the next level of the game with a bitch, she don't have the patience. She don't have the respect. She don't have the courtesy to let you finish what you're saying before she jump in and run her goddamn mouth. I get super irritated with that shit, man. Super goddamn irritated with bitches interrupting me, man. And that'll cause me not to deal with your bitch ass no more, shit. Trying to think of, there's some inquiries about White She Devil, where she's at and what she's doing. White She Devil has gotten married to a white man, a white trucker. She no longer chases black penis in the streets. She has wised up, I guess, and she found her. The dude is a geek, man. It's hard for me to hate on the motherfucker because he's actually one of my ilk, so to speak. You know, and I'm not as if you only knew the motherfucker, you know, he's super geeky, but I'm not as geeky as that nigga, but still, I gotta commend him. He got the bitch, man. He got the bitch, and shit, why she devil got tired of fucking with these niggas in the streets, because they wasn't helping her, they wasn't doing shit for her, and even though her husband, who I'm cool with, he was a black man, and I basically talked about her killing that bitch. Shit. Ugh. The shit that I go through, y'all have no clue, man. But, you know, I'm happy for her and him, actually, because he needs to get rid of her. She needs to get rid of him. He couldn't let the bitch go because she's a freak, you know, but she had these issues where she claimed he was abusive, but it seems to work out for the better because she's married now to a truck-driving geek, a Duck Dynasty-ass white boy and shit. You know, and she claimed that she hated white boys. She said she never dated a white boy, never fucked with a white boy. But, to paraphrase my boy Tony Dreamer, in the end, bitches, people in general, suckers for the truth. So, she found the truth. She got tired of motherfucking, just living on the bottom edge of life. She didn't want to sell pussy no more, I guess. So, yeah. Why is she devil? She's doing quite well for herself. She got a man in her life that's taking care of her. And that's the main thing that seems to be different between the white and the black chicks. It's like the white chicks seem to be able to, you know, dial it back. It's like, okay, I played enough. It's time to grow up. Time to get me a man that's going to take care of me and my kids. You know. Black women don't seem to have that. They tend to chase jail dick and prison dick no matter what. They're not really looking for checking for motherfuckers that's actually got credentials to take care of them and shit. Well, white women seem to like white she. I don't know too many white women on the real, but shit, why she never wised up? She got her a square. Shit, man, oh man. Man, I'm gonna close this shit out. I was fucked around, fell asleep. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple X Sale, baby. I'm about to lay it on down, man. Hey, I'll check you players, man. Next week, I'm gonna post the second half of the Thug Show. You know, man, can't nobody out there fuck with me and Tony, man. We the truth. I'm out. All day long, she holds it back.
What you like the fun for?